This Air Force alumni update with Captain Paul Wiesgarber, the Falcons volunteer assistant coach as well as a business professor at the Academy, is brought to you by Kostoff & Company at Nova Home Loans, the right loan and the right lender with offices across the Front Range. Call or click on their banner ad on the homepage of the Flight Path to learn more.
I think you told me you went away and studied after you graduated.
Yeah.
Did you get your master's?
I did. So I first went into the acquisition career field out at Hanscom Air Force Base, which is just outside Boston.
Okay.
Did that for 2 years and then got a scholarship from the business management department here, where they sent me to get a master's and MBA for 2 years. So I got to go to the University of Notre Dame,
okay,
South Bend, Indiana.
Okay.
And study business there for 2 years, and then to kind of pay that time back, come back and teach in the business management department now for 3 years.
3 years, okay. So, and this is your
second year.
Second year, okay.
Yep.
Do you think you'll continue on after this, or tough to say?
I'm still in that kind of decision point. I'm at that decision point now of deciding if I want to make this a career, and if I do in the Air Force, it'll probably be in academia, go and pursue a PhD in a business discipline, and then come back and ultimately be a teacher again here is kind of the roadmap if I stay in the Air Force. And if I get out, that's the big question mark. Not sure what I would do quite yet, but I still have a year and a half to decide. So I think within the next 6 months, I'm going to have that decision made.
Okay. And then in your abundance of free time, you come down to the hockey office,
right,
and hang out. Can you describe your role as a volunteer assistant?
Absolutely, yeah. So I give as much time as I can, which is not enough, and I wish I could give more. But honestly, I see my role more as kind of a mentor, a role model to the guys, as opposed to a tactical coach, someone like Corey Millen or Steve Miller. I don't bring their expertise. I don't bring any of their coaching experiences. But what I hopefully can bring is someone who's been through the academy recently as a student athlete and now can relate to kind of the struggles, the highs and lows of all the guys and what they're going through, and just kind of help them navigate what is obviously a slightly different college career than at most other schools.
Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of the guys have talked to me about the importance of time management,
yeah,
and you know, you've walked through it, mm-hmm, and you've been to another university as well,
right,
and seen how it works.
Mm-hmm.
And what are the keys to working through the challenges with the time pressure? And you know, I'm sure there's a lot of mental and emotional strain to balance all these things.
Yeah. So I think the biggest key for me was utilizing the weekends, which is kind of counterintuitive as a hockey player who spends most of their time, you know, most of the competition is on the weekends, but really using the study table, study halls on the road when you can, and then using the Sundays, you know, particularly in the afternoon, try to have your Sunday routine, but get back to school as soon as you can and use that day as kind of your big study day. But on top of that, I think the coaching staff does do such a good job here. I know I talk to a lot of my friends who I play junior hockey with that go to other institutions, and it's definitely it's more of an athlete-student role as opposed to a student-athlete role where their highest priority is college hockey. Where here, the coaching staff does a great job of allowing time for studies, allowing time for just mental recovery, like you said, and just gives us a nice balance of hockey and school.
Okay. You talked about one of your sources of pride was your class and
yeah,
the success that they had.
Right.
I mean, are there a couple of memories that maybe stand out above the others or just some you'd like to share,
yeah,
from that playing days?
So certainly my freshman year when we, it was the first time we had broken through the first round of the NCAA tournament, beat Michigan 2-0, and went on to lose a double overtime thriller to Vermont with the infamous goal that puck that went through the net. But just, you know, obviously beating a program like Michigan in the national tournament, a coach like Red Berenson, that was a monumentous, is that the right word? Monumentous?
Monumental.
Monumental, thank you. Monumental game for the Air Force hockey program, and that was just a proud moment to be a part of that, to kind of break through that first round. So that was definitely a highlight that I know everyone on that team is really proud of. And then I would just say kind of the senior year as a whole, you always want to leave the program in as good, if not better, standing than when you came into it. And I think our senior year, we had a lot of ups and downs. But by the end, we got the program back to the national tournament, ended up losing to Boston College 2-0. Boston College went on to beat everyone else in the tournament by 4 or 5 goals. They ran away with it, and we gave them their toughest game, and that was just a really good feeling, knowing that, yes, the Air Force hockey program certainly wasn't any worse. We at least maintained the upward trajectory that Coach Territory and all the classes before us had started, and it was just nice to know that we had maintained that as seniors.
One of the observations that I've made is just how well the staff works together.
Yeah.
And you're part of the staff, so
yeah.
I don't mind asking you about that. But, like, I don't see any errors. I don't see any games being played. I mean, mm-hmm. I think, you know, how much of a role does that play in the success of the team and just having that cohesion maybe at the top?
Yeah, no, it's certainly instrumental to the program's success, and something you might not necessarily you certainly see it, but I don't know if you understand it as a player. You just are trying to be the best teammate you can be and listening to coaching staff, whoever's telling you the marching orders you're quickly to follow and listen to them. But now seeing it from the other side and seeing how well each of the members of the coaching staff complement each other, I think is what makes the staff so unique, so invaluable to the program. I mean, Coach Territory, obviously an amazing motivator and someone that has passion that you just don't find in other programs. And Joe Doyle, one of the most charismatic guys you'll ever meet, an amazing communicator. He's able to get in guys' face, but he's also able to build guys up. Just a guy that has an amazing amount of influence in that locker room. And then Coach Berg, Andy Berg, who I think is arguably one of the best recruiters in the country. He's on the road quite a bit, but he does such a great job of eyeing talent, and not just talent, but good team guys that will do well, not just for our hockey team, but for the academy as a whole. And then now you add Corey Millen, who has the NHL experience. He has that individual skill experience that you can pull guys aside and really make our individual players take big steps each year that they're here with their individual skill sets.
Okay. When you look at the base of alumni that there is now, and I know you're a little more recent to this, but again, I was just so impressed at how they're trying to pull guys in, and you walk these halls and you just get a strong sense of the history.
Yeah, you do, and it's one of those recruiting tactics that Coach Berg used on me. He continues to use. This is an alumni network that honestly is second to none, and now I'm getting to that point of transitioning from the Air Force potentially, and being able to see that firsthand has been amazing. I mean, it is a brotherhood unlike any other. You have a bond going through a service academy that I think is second to none. And now seeing kind of the fruits of that alumni network really come to bear and seeing the network and being able to leverage those relationships is pretty amazing and something that, you know, I certainly value as a graduate and an alumni from this program.
How do you balance the teaching responsibilities, the coaching responsibilities? I would assume you like to sleep once in a while, too. I mean, how is that balance for you?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, so it was more of after the first few months, I really had to establish myself in my primary duty of teaching, and teaching is a unique skill. It's something that you, at least here at the Air Force Academy, there's no student teaching. Day one, you're in front of a 400-level class, in my case, teaching seniors at a prestigious academic institution in this country. So you certainly have to, I had to apply all my time, all my resources to learning that craft and becoming the best teacher I could. But it's one of those abilities that you get more comfortable the more you do it, just like most other things. And once I established myself and the credibility in the classroom, then I was able to step outside of the classroom and impact other mission areas at the academy. I think most of the academic departments in the dean of faculty, which is where I work, they're very open to their faculty and staff members branching out, whether it's helping out in the military aspects and airmanship programs, or in the athletic fields or courts or on ice. They're certainly open to that that connection and those relationships, because they want us to get out and they want our students to see us in environments outside of the classroom. It just helps make the learning environment that much better, and that's, I think, one unique aspect of the Academy that adds a ton of value to our students' academic experience.
Okay. Yeah. And what classes, I know you mentioned business, yeah. but mm-hmm. what classes are you teaching currently?
So I teach a business strategy class, so that's the first part of a two-semester capstone, so trying to give them the basic necessities of really a consultant's mindset, so a problem solver from a business perspective. And then in the second semester, we send them out into Colorado Springs, and they're essentially pro bono consultants for different nonprofit organizations. So I teach the first half of that to really get them ready for a consulting project. And then I also teach an operations research class, which is a fancy term for business analytics, so working a lot with Excel. And teaching kind of the powerful uses of Excel, particularly in a business framework and environment. So something that all of our students, no matter what career field they go into in the Air Force, Excel is a language that nearly almost every profession in the Air Force uses. So it's a great class that students see the practicality almost day one. This is a skill set that will be value add to their Air Force career.
This Air Force Alumni Update with Captain Paul Wiesgarber, a Falcons volunteer assistant hockey coach and business professor at the Academy, has been brought to you by Kostoff & Company at Nova Home Loans, the right loan and the right lender, with offices throughout the Front Range of Colorado. If you like this and would like to read more alumni updates, please click on the Alumni tab on the homepage of the Flight Path. Thanks again, and until next time.